somewhere with you. I'm somewhere with you. Somewhere with you. Somewhere with you.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Still no one in custody in the killing of Charlie Kirk, the political activist President Trump has described as a good friend.
This is a dark moment for America. Charlie Kirk traveled the nation, joyfully engaging with everyone interested in good faith debate.
Kirk was debating with students on the campus of Utah Valley University when he was hit with a single bullet in the neck. ABC Chief National Correspondent Matt Gutman has more on the search for the gunman.
That all-out urgent manhunt for the suspect in what officials are calling the political assassination of Charlie Kirk at that college campus here in Utah. Kirk, the right-wing commentator and fierce ally of President Trump, shot and killed in full view of a crowd of about 3,000 Wednesday.
Police think the gunman had targeted Kirk from at least 100 yards away and fled shortly afterwards. Vice President Vance skipping 9/11 commemorations today to travel to Utah. This is ABC News. NATO calling it the biggest violation of its airspace by Russia since the war in Ukraine began. Russian drones fired into Poland's airspace, shot down by NATO and Polish air defenses. Russia tried to say its drones went off course. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge says Europe isn't convinced.
European officials are coming out pretty strongly, condemning this, as you'd expect, but also saying that they believe this was deliberate. I mean, Polish officials saying these were not drones that veered off course, that Russia deliberately put a high number of drones into Polish airspace. They call it a deliberate provocation.
Qatar's prime minister says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has killed any hope of releasing hostages still held in the Gaza Strip following the attack on Hamas in Doha. Officials say a man dove off a cruise ship docked in Puerto Rico to dodge a $16,000 gambling debt. He was put in cuffs and arrested after being hauled out of the water. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman for 98Q Country. Flags across the state today are flying at half staff to honor the nearly 3,000 people who died during the 2001 attacks. Governor Evers has declared today as a day of service and remembrance. He's encouraging Wisconsinites to give back to their communities through acts of kindness and by volunteering. The Packers match up against Washington tonight in prime time. And Lambeau Field has officially achieved wonder status. During a joint announcement with the Green Bay Packers, Travel Wisconsin named this stadium the 11th wonder of Wisconsin yesterday. Lambeau Field is the second largest and oldest stadium in the NFL and is now the largest venue in Wisconsin. Civic Media News for 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Before we bring you your local news, we'd like to offer a moment of silence for the 2,977 victims of the 9/11 attacks 24 years ago. Thank you. And now, on to your news. Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Morning show host Joel Karnick met with Maxine and Kelly about the Butternut Village Fest that's coming up this weekend.
This is really, you know, basically a customer appreciation sort of event. It's not a fundraiser. It's basically intended just to thank the community for all their support because, you know, you support us. And so it's a potluck, so please bring a dish to pass. I did have a guy call me yesterday and he asked about it.
Oh, neat.
And he said, how many people usually attend this? And I'm like, well, you know, anywhere between 70 and 100. And he's like, oh, I can't make a dish. fish for that many. I'm like, no. We are not expecting you to feed 100 people.
Everybody.
That right. would be silly. No, just, you know. And our goal with this was to get people to go into your grandma or your mother's or your grandfather or grandmother's. I'm not being sexist here. Look at their cookbooks and see if there are old recipes that you loved as a child or grandchild, and you'd like to redo those.
This is taking place Saturday, September 13th from 4 to 7 p.m. over at the Butternut Village Pavilion on Michigan Street and is completely handicap accessible. However, the Butternut Area Historical Society would like to note that if you are having a good time when 7 p.m. rolls around, they're not going to kick you out. There's also going to be live music by George Faltinowski on accordion and Johnny Lynch on drums. Beer and wine are available for purchase, but outside of those purchases, this event is free. So please come on down and enjoy community fellowship and a brat. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, September 13th, from 4 to 7 p.m., over at the Butternut Village Pavilion on Michigan Street. Another Democrat is running for Congress in the 8th Congressional District. Lisa Hale has more.
Rick Crossan of Green Bay is a former school board member.
I've got a lot of people who I have to convince that I am the best candidate for all of the 8th Congressional District, not just the Democratic Party, not just the ambivalent people in the middle, but for the entire population of people who reside in this district.
While Crossan says he's very concerned with national events, his primary interest is the 8th Congressional District, with issues like poverty, immigration, affordable housing, mental health issues, environmental concerns, and health care.
Medicaid, medical issues, Medicare. This so-called Big Beautiful Bill has the potential of kicking about 270,000 Wisconsinites off the program.
Crossan's not the only Democrat running for the 8th Congressional District. Mark Scheffler, a retired businessman from Appleton, will run against him in the primary in August of 2026. The winner of that primary will take on incumbent Tony Weed.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of every obituaries can be found at 98QCountry.com.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Brewers head for home.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers returning from their road trip to begin a three-game series tomorrow night against the Cardinals at American Family Field. The Crew losing again 6-3. The Rangers' Jake Berger hit two home runs. Pat Murphy.
They got every big hit. You know, Berger was in AAA earlier in the season, and he hits two big homers. You know, we get 11 hits. We don't get the timely two-out hit.
NFL, the Packers host the Washington Commanders tonight, led by Dan Quinn, who was once the head coach of the Falcons, where Matt LaFleur was the quarterback's coach. LaFleur on his time there in Atlanta under Quinn.
It was invaluable to me. Like, I'm pretty certain I wouldn't be standing right here right now if it weren't for being with DQ for those 2 years in Atlanta. And just changed my whole mindset and how much fun you can have within the building yet still get down to business. It was a great environment.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have a full recap later tonight after the game from Lambeau Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of dense fog through mid-morning, then expect partly sunny skies to develop, a beautiful September day with a high of 71. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows near 50 degrees. On Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, another great day with a high of 75. Right now, 53 degrees.
98 Q Country.
The dumbest song I've ever done.
Yeah!
See, the homeschoolers, oh, it's gonna get dumb now. Okay, I need to make a note with that. With my quill pen I made from a chicken feather. Okay. Love you guys, man. You have one? Okay. This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it. My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Well, any normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin. Yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try. Yoga pants. So soft and so sleek. Yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks. Yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath. Yoga pants.
This station.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
This is Eric Church.
Yes, laugh, guitars, and words that rhyme. And on a hands of time.
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. You never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah. No, sir, I ain't been drinking. I ain't even had one beer. This sweet thing's got me buzzing from whispering in my ear. Just take a peek up in here at this little hot mess. Mister, you'll understand. I'm doing my best and I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. When she's all over me, I'm all out of control. All over the road. Don't wanna get no ticket. Don't wanna cause no wreck. It's hard to concentrate with her pretty little lips on my neck. I say, girl, take it easy. She laughs, says it'll be fine. How am I supposed to keep it between the lines? Yeah, I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. When she's all over me, I'm all out of control. All over the road. Something about these wheels rolling, radio playing gets her going. I'm trying to get her home as fast as I can go. And I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. Have a little mercy on me. Sir, I'm sorry, I know I'm all over the road.
Real thing.
Check this out.
Check this out.
Hey, it's Corey Kent.
I didn't know that it would take it this hard, but damn, it's hard.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think, think.
This is really good.
98Q Country.
You boys ever met a real country girl? I'm talking true blue, out in the woods, down home.
Sweet money done jacked it up. She's a party all nighter from South Carolina. A bad mamma jamma from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Brother, she's country.
Hell-raising sugar when the sun goes down. Mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey dripping honey from the hollering Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess, crazy mother trucker, undercover lover. Thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home room, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Nothing but country.
but country.
Chasing tequila with high noon. Don't know how long she's been moving on. Maybe 5 weeks or 5 minutes, but it can't be too long. And we did that what's your name thing. Where you from and what's your favorite drink? She said shut up, come and dance with me. And now she's singing, girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble. Ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me down, 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 yeah. Don't know what happened tonight. Don't know what happened last week. Don't know what happened to her. But she about to happen to me. She about to happen to me. She'll probably be the one that got away. But right now I'm taking every second I can take. So we keep talking and we keep drinking. Oh, and I keep falling and she keeps on singing. Girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now. Ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me down, down.
Russell Dickerson, Tromix. Tromix. You're saying, Joel, why is he saying Tromix? Well, they got high school football. If you're a Shawamigan football fan, I wanted to catch your attention there. If you want to catch Shawamigan football tomorrow night, you can flip it on over to Tromix 103.1, because tomorrow night we're doing a doubleheader of high school football. Shawamigan over on Tromix and Phillips right here. 98Q, all that tomorrow night. We're broadcasting the morning show from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Well, today we take a moment. If you were around back in 2001 when the attack on the Trade Center and the Pentagon and others in our country, you know the feeling of it. You have the memories of it. But there's a lot of people listening right now who maybe weren't even alive at that time, or you have very little memory of it. And it's important for us, you know, we have to learn from history. And we have to remember those who... It was such a unique stretch of time in our history. We went from... I mean, if you look at the history of everything in this country, you know, the Vietnam War was just a very difficult time for the country, obviously. And then after that, it was, there were things, but it was, I mean, generally quieter. You had Desert Storm, you had other things. So it was kind of the first time since then that the country experienced a tragedy, like, or an experience that just brought out so much emotion. It's kind of, I don't know, it's hard to describe if you weren't there living the whole process of the attack in New York. And obviously those who were there and were directly affected by it with the families or friend or whatever it may be, everybody has their own experiences of it. But we take a moment today to just look back 24 years on just the incredible tragedy when planes... Just the thought of what happened before it happened, the thought of that happening was just like, well, it ain't going to happen. And then it happened to a couple planes and then a couple more, one into the Pentagon and one out in Pennsylvania. So I encourage you, there are so many documentaries out there about 9/11, and most of them done very well about the people involved in it. Some of the most, I think, for me anyway, the way to grasp what it was like to be there on that day, there's a couple documentaries, and one of them was filmed by a professional journalist who had to run away from the dust and the debris as the buildings fell. And it was there's a lot of them out there. Whatever platform you have, you can search 9/11 documentary, or even just go on YouTube. It's free, and take a look. So I encourage you to. It's important for us to share with those who weren't there or don't remember 24 years ago today, the attack on our country, 9/11. We have the return of summer, by the way. Not today. Today's only going to be about 60, 65. It'll be all right today. But you can take those sweatshirts. You can chuck them back over into the corner there where they should be in September. And we're going to bring out some short-sleeve weather and maybe even some suntan lotion with temperatures right around that 80, 85 mark, starting maybe not quite 80 tomorrow, but definitely Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all going to be 80-plus. And rain, not much. I'm sure there'll be a little bit of rain scattered in there, but some nice the nice return of the warm weather, and appreciate that out there. So we have a Packer football game, a Thursday night game. It's an Amazon Prime game. That means it's not going to be on your free TV. It's only going to be on Amazon Prime. If you do not subscribe to that and you don't want to subscribe to that, you can do one of two things. You can just turn on the radio. We'll have it for you. Yeah, 5 o'clock pregame, 7:15 the kick. Or you could call a friend or go down to your local watering hole and watch the game down there. It might be going down, have a little bite to eat, have a couple beverages, and watch the game at your local tavern establishment. I'm sure most of those will have it on. So that's a couple different options for you today. That's football. That's football in the new era now. More and more of it leaning over to apps on your TV and different platforms. And not all the games are there. There's a Netflix game coming a little bit later in the year. I think more than one, and they may add more. I mean, if somebody steps forward, if some streaming platform comes forward and says, hey, I got $500 million, the NFL will be like, well, let's talk. Where do you want to put this game? I'll tell you where to put it. We have Packers tonight, and no Brewers. Brewers have lost three in a row. Settle down now. I know what you're thinking. That morning show guy said the division's over. You know, and as soon as I said that, they lost three in a row. They're all right. They're all right. The only thing I have a little bit of concern about is hanging on to that best record in baseball and in the National League. They're now only three games. Is it three? They're three games, I believe, ahead. Two and a half, three games ahead of the Phillies for the best record in the National League. And that could be important for home field advantage if they would continue to advance on in the playoffs. But the Brewers are five and a half games up. And we've got 15 games to go. So we're all right. We're all right. We're good.
So Brewer baseball back on the air this weekend. We will not have the Brewers on tomorrow night because of the doubleheader of local football, but we will have the Brewers back on for you Saturday, Sunday, and all next week. Brewer playoffs and all that stuff will be right here, of course, on a 98Q Country Village Fest going on this weekend. Did a nice interview with Kelly and Maxine that you can listen back to at 98QCountry.com. Go under podcasts. Reality Radio is right there. We had a fun visit with Kelly and Maxine about the Butternut Annual Village Fest, and that's 4 to 7 Saturday, right on Michigan Street. Well, not on Michigan Street, but at the Village Pavilion. It's a potluck, so if you want to bring a little dish to pass, that's fine. They'll have free brats there. They'll have beverages to purchase. So come on down to some live music. George Faltinowski will be playing some music down there, so that's Saturday. Should be a beautiful afternoon for that. Saturday from 4 until 7. And again, it feels like Halloween is close, doesn't it? To me, it does. With that warm, with the cold weather we had in the last week, it feels like we should be putting together the Halloween costumes, which maybe you already are. But what, we're 6 weeks away from Halloween, or more, a little more than that. It does. So, like I said, 80s this weekend. It's going to be nice. Summer's not done yet. That was a weird stretch of cold weather that we had. We usually don't get that. You know, usually you get a cold day, but we had a stretch of several days where it was just like, come on, let's go here. 63, 65 today, but then we're going to get up into the upper 70s and 80s starting tomorrow and running for at least a week. We will update you on what's going on with our Shawamigan School District. Kyle Cronin, our district administrator, will join us in just a little bit at 7:33, twice an hour news and sports. Let's get that to you right now.
This is a special report from the ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Still no one in custody in the killing of Charlie Kirk, the political activist President Trump has described as a good friend.
This is a dark moment for America. Charlie Kirk traveled the nation, joyfully engaging with everyone interested in good faith debate.
Kirk was debating with students on the campus of Utah Valley University when he was hit with a single bullet in the neck. ABC Chief National Correspondent Matt Gutman has more on the search for the gunman.
That all-out urgent manhunt for the suspect in what officials are calling the political assassination of Charlie Kirk at that college campus here in Utah. Kirk, the right-wing commentator and fierce ally of President Trump, shot and killed in full view of a crowd of about 3,000 Wednesday.
Police think the gunman had targeted Kirk from at least 100 yards away and fled shortly afterwards. Vice President Vance skipping 9/11 commemorations today to travel to Utah. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Summer may be winding down, but we are not yet free from the threat of mosquitoes. The first case of human West Nile virus has been discovered in Wood County in central Wisconsin. People contract West Nile virus through bites from infected mosquitoes. It is not spread from person to person. According to the health department, mosquitoes get the virus from feeding on infected birds. Concerns for the virus will decrease as we head into fall, and once we get a hard frost, which is temperatures reaching below 28 degrees for at least 4 consecutive hours, mosquitoes' activity will end. Until then, always have your bug spray near you, and remember to stay away from the areas that mosquitoes like to frequent, even though that's easier said than done since it seems they like to be everywhere. Fall is in the air, and Catkins would like to remind you that that means it's time to sign up for the annual Pause for a Cause fundraiser walk. This is the 9th year hosting this very fun event, and they would love for you to join this year. This is taking place Saturday, October 18th, with the registration beginning at 9 a.m. and the walk beginning at 10. You can register same day, but they can only promise t-shirts to those who register by September 29th, so they encourage you to register early. This is a non-competitive 2-mile walk to raise funds for the homeless animals of Price County. Friendly, must be dog and people friendly, leash dogs are allowed but not required to join the walk. Following the walk, there will be a grilled lunch, awesome raffles, and fun meeting all the dogs and people. Everyone who joins will receive a swag bag full of dog goodies. To register, you can either find the link on Catkins Animal Rescue Inc.'s Facebook page, and you can also email catkinsmanager25@yahoo.com. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, October 18th. However, registration is already open, and they can only promise t-shirts to those who register by September 29th over at the Phillips Municipal Building. Wisconsin Republicans are working on education bills that would encourage school districts to consolidate, establish statewide standards on student discipline, and overhaul math instruction. Savannah Tomiolson reports.
These bills aren't even drafted yet, so there weren't a ton of details available at a press conference this week. But Republicans in the Assembly focused heavily on districts with declining enrollment and declining funding. One of their big solutions is to encourage more districts to combine. There are more than 400 of them across Wisconsin, and record numbers of them are going to referendum, asking residents to increase their own taxes just to keep the district afloat. Representative Amanda Nedweski from Pleasant Prairie.
Consolidation has long-term positive effects on both students and taxpayers. So we need to stop the cycle of never-ending referendums. Now, Democrats might argue that the solution is simply to throw more money at the problem, but it does not solve the issue that there are just less kids being born today than there were 20 years ago.
School advocates and administrators say declining enrollment isn't the problem. It's the formula itself and a lack of funding from lawmakers. State school aid has not kept up with inflation for more than a decade. Republicans' plans also include revamping the math curriculum and what they're calling a teacher's bill of rights, which they say would standardize discipline for students. They also want Wisconsin to opt in to a federal school choice program passed as part of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill earlier this year. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer criticized Republicans' plans, saying, quote, Republicans' K-12 education plans won't address the challenges facing working families or give our kids the opportunities they deserve. We shouldn't be talking about consolidating districts. We should be investing in our local schools, end quote. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers head for home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers returning from their road trip to begin a three-game series tomorrow night against the Cardinals at American Family Field. The crew losing again 6-3. The Rangers' Jake Berger hit two home runs. Pat Murphy.
They got every big hit. You know, Berger was in AAA earlier in the season, and he hits two big homers. You know, we get 11 hits. We don't get the timely two-out hit.
NFL, the Packers host the Washington Commanders tonight, led by Dan Quinn, who was once the head coach of the Falcons, where Matt LaFleur was the quarterback's coach. LaFleur on his time there in Atlanta under Quinn.
It was invaluable to me. Like, I'm pretty certain I wouldn't be standing right here right now if it weren't for being with DQ for those 2 years in Atlanta. And just changed my whole mindset and how much fun you can have within the building yet still get down to business. It was a great environment.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have a full recap later tonight after the game from Lambeau Field with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Now let's talk a little Shawamigan school and in a little sports too. We've got our Shawamigan District Administrator Kyle Cronin with us. It's a week plus of school and you're still looking pretty good, Kyle, so we're good.
No, we're doing good.
School off to a good start here for the kids, and I think the little bit cooler weather is kind of nice actually, because sometimes you get September school and it's really hot out and the schools just can't cool down. It can be a little warm, so that cool weather was kind of a blessing.
Actually, in the first few days, I think it was. I will tell you, Joel, the feet still stink in the elementary class area. Kids coming in off of recess. And
that's going to happen.
20 of them. By the afternoon, it's a little ripe.
Exactly. I know where you're going there.
I mean, that's everywhere. In fact, I was walking out the back door of the school yesterday, and I think the football team had walked through about 3 minutes ahead of me. It's that time of year.
September does that, you betcha.
Yep.
All right, let's get people updated on all this stuff going on here.
We are continuing the search for a couple of paraprofessionals. So, again, go to our csdk12.net website and check out our openings on that, our job page on that. We're still looking for a high school assistant boys basketball coach. Obviously, we'll continue to look for substitutes in just about all areas. We've had a pretty good crew this year come in for many of the areas and in that role. But that's an area where we just like to make sure we have enough people and anybody interested in substitute teaching as well. Contact the district office.
All right.
Shawamigan High School We got Madrigal editions coming up this week, actually. So they are taking place right now. So think about that, Joel. We're already talking Madrigal, and that's kind of a
slow down
winter activity.
but that's quite a production, so they need to go early on that. Yeah,
it is. We got Picture Retake Day coming up next week on the 19th. We got Mecca coming in, Mecca Sports for letter jacket ordering. That's coming up on the 19th.
That's a great tradition that's continued, yeah. Letterman's jacket through we're probably a fourth generation here or more. So that's kind of
yes,
cool. I like that.
Absolutely. It continues on. I still have mine.
I have mine too. Back. Yep.
I don't know if I fit in it quite the same way.
Yeah, might be a little tighter, but I think I can still squeeze into it.
Yep. Joel, a couple other items. I got to toot the horn on a couple of things with the high school this morning. The marching band took first place in their division over at the Minnesota State Fair again this year.
Yeah.
So great work for the marching band. And Schwamigan High School. Recognized once again by U.S. News and World Report as one of the best high schools in the state and the nation. They assign a percentage, and if you hit that percentage, if your score that they score you on in U.S. News and World Report hits a certain percentage, you are able then to display their logos and banners saying you're one of the best high schools. We hit that percentage. There were only two other schools north of Highway 8.
Really?
One was St. Croix Falls, which is way on the other side of the state from where we are, and Northland Pines that made it into the top 100. We were at 100.
Fantastic.
In Wisconsin. And that's out of over 450 schools ranked, and they looked at over 500 schools. And in the nation, we were like 3,100 and something, I think. Don't quote me.
A lot of schools.
You have to think about that. There were over 17,000 ranked high schools, and they looked at over 24,000 high schools. So,
Well done.
Kudos to our high school. Kudos to Mr. Oswald, the principal, and the students, of course. They're the ones who make that happen. Our teaching staff, certainly, as well, and our parents and families for their support. So just had to toot the horn a little bit this morning on that.
Nice. Always nice to do that. Yeah. Yes.
We've got Jostens coming in on the 25th for the high school's class rings and graduation supplies. And then at the end of September, Joel, homecoming week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting there. Homecoming week's coming up. Schwamigan Middle School, we've got just a few athletic events happening I can mention. But first, before I do that, next week on the 17th, we got the Red Cross coming in for a blood drive at our North Campus up in Glidden. Folks, the Red Cross needs donations. If you're able, please try to think about getting up there. And on the 19th there, too, Picture Retake Day. That also applies to Park Falls Elementary. I guess I'll close it out with some athletic events, Joel. Coming up today, we've got a cross-country meet at Cameron for middle and high school. Tomorrow evening, we've got football at Prentice at 7 p.m. On Saturday, rare girls basketball, middle school girls basketball game on a Saturday. It's going to be at Mellon at 9 a.m. We've got JV volleyball in Elko on Monday. On Tuesday the 16th, we've got, I think we've got a JV football game at Athens at 5 o'clock. Or no, middle school football game. Sorry, middle school football game in Athens at 5 o'clock. We've got cross country at Stratford for middle school and high school. And we've got varsity volleyball as well versus Rib Lake at home. So we got quite a few things coming on.
Yeah.
On the 18th, our varsity volleyball is over at Crandon. On the 19th, football versus Flambeau. So
all right.
Quite a bit going on.
Yeah, and a note to the parents who are doing the retake for their kids. Be sure to grab one of those pictures on why you retook. That'll be good graduation stuff and wedding photo down the line.
Yeah.
You know, the hair is sticking up over here or whatever it may be. Just grab one of them and just put it in your back pocket. Kyle, thank you so much.
Thank you, Joel.
Always good to see you. Kyle Cronin, he's our district administrator. I remember the picture retake. I had to do that a couple of times. Just like, did you even use the plastic comb? I don't know if I used the plastic comb. CSDK12.net is a good place to go to get updated on everything going on. We talk with Kyle each Thursday morning. We talk with the Butternut District Administrator Tuesday mornings at 7:45. And starting in October, we'll have a monthly visit also with the District Administrator of the Phillips School. That's coming to Reality Radio in October.
Glenn Stonkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Medford Cooperative is giving cash back to members that qualify for 2024. Pick up your patronage rewards check during our patronage check distribution event on Friday, September 12th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Phillips Cenex. Attendees can enter to win some great prizes. Not a member? You can learn more and sign up during this membership event. Stop by Phillips Cenex on Friday, September 12th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Event is optional. All remaining checks will be mailed following the events. Thank you for being a loyal member of the Medford Cooperative.
September is Hunger Action Month, and 98Q Country is encouraging you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items this month at Wheelway in Fifield, 98Q Country Studios, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, Oh Dear Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with 98Q Country.
Grown-ups, don't go back to school. Go forward through school into your future as an IT professional. Whether you're starting out, switching careers, or a veteran ready for change, My Computer Career can help you get into IT in just a few short months with no prior experience. So take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. Your rewarding career in IT awaits. That's mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the VA benefits.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of dense fog through mid-morning, then expect partly sunny skies to develop, a beautiful September day with a high of 71. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows near 50 degrees. On Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, another great day with a high of 75. Right now, 53 degrees.
98Q Country.
I pick her.
she smoke.
Ooh. I wake up with it. I play the contest. I listen all day.
98Q Country.
Keith Urban, 98Q. Joel here, the morning show. Busy day today, a lot going on. You want to get out and check out some local athletics. Butternut Volleyball, they got a home match tonight. JV at 5:45. Varsity to follow. The middle school cross country hosts the Butternut Invite. That's going on today, and that starts at Marion Park. At Marion Park, and that'll be a 4:30 start today. See what the Lakeland folks have going on today. The Lakeland cross country team going to host a multi cross country event at Winter Park in Minocqua today. The girls swim team going to head on over to Medford today of Lakeland. The Lakeland volleyball team going to head over to Prentice. That is a multi team event going on in Prentice tonight with game time starting 7 o'clock. It looks like. Let's see, Shawamigan Cross Country, the middle school and varsity all going to be at Cameron today for a multi-team event. So the whole cross-country team of Shawamigan in action today. It'll be a long road trip down there. The girls' tennis team of Phillips going to host Medford. That'll be a 4:30 start at the Phillips Tennis Courts. Should be a nice afternoon for that today. The middle school volleyball of Phillips is going to play host to Northland Pines today. The middle school gym starting at 4:30. See what else here. That is all action today. The I want to mention the Prentice team because they have that triangular meet also going on today with Prentice. So you may want to check that out. The folks down in Prentice, some football, some volleyball, all that stuff going on here. Check out your local schools' websites and get out and support your local teams.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway, and now is the time to get your vehicle into Wheelway. Some rough winter months ahead here, Pete, and you got some great savings to get that car running good, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the 3985 oil change. We have many discounts off tires, wheel alignment. Make sure you call us. Set your appointment today.
All right, and they need some new tires, Pete, going through that snow drift. I bet you guys could help them out too, right?
Absolutely. We have many discounts off tires. Make sure you give us a call and take advantage of those discounts today.
They can call. That's the best way to do it, to get that service appointment set up, right, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Ice, snow, all that fun stuff, Pete. It's coming. The car needs to be ready to go, and that's what you guys do, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure you have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. We do a 60-point inspection test and many other inspections to make sure your car is roadworthy and reliable for this winter.
762-2467, Wheelway, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Give them a call and get your car serviced and ready for winter.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
As summer winds down in the Northwoods, the Barnett Shore Lake Association thanks everyone who enjoyed time up north. Whether you live here or visited for a weekend, you make the Northwoods a special place. Mark your calendar for the BSLA Annual Fishery, the premier ice fishing derby on Butternut Lake, January 17th. First, join them for the annual membership meeting Saturday, August 30th at 1 p.m. at Bobbers on the Lake. Learn more and stay connected on Facebook at Butternut Schnoor Lake Association.
No matter where you are in life, we're here for you. Marshfield Clinic primary care teams offer the kind of care you need when and where you need it. Marshfield Clinic. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
Step into a world where magic and merriment come alive. Discover fantastical creatures, behold thrilling jousts, and meet your favorite characters of old. From rib-tickling jesters to spellbinding performances, the adventure never ends. Make memories that will last through the ages at the most magical village on earth, the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Plan your visit today at renaissancefest.com. Huzzah!
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can easily find the right home insurance for you, even if it's not with Progressive. But if you don't choose us, then sure, okay, it's not going to work out. We're not going to cry about it or stay awake wondering what our future together would have looked like. We can't get emotionally invested, even if it sounds like we are. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer allows you to easily compare.